Call the order of the House Committee on Healthcare. We have an effective but abbreviated group today. Our Republican colleagues have an event at the Coast this week and this weekend, so we scheduled some totally non-controversial bills that we're going to hear and pass out today with the approval of our colleagues in absentia. Incidentally, I do want to point out that we asked about some evening sessions. It looks like the dates to put on your calendar will be March 25 and March 30, and we'll use them, especially if we need them. We won't use them if we don't, if we don't need them. We have, I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 130 and ask Madam Administrator to tell us what we have in front of us.
This bill would allow the board of board of examiners of licensed dietitians to prorate the license fees on a monthly basis. Currently, they are issued typically, they expire typically on October 31st of odd-numbered years, and people pay the full fee regardless unless they get their license a year or less, in which case they pay half the fee. Probably didn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, the goal is to prorate it. Thank you. The goal is to prorate it on a monthly basis, so people are actually paying for the amount of the license time that their license is for. There is a fiscal impact statement on this bill of $3,500, and all the members should have a copy of that. The amount can be absorbed by the agency without having to reduce other expenditures. At the Senate, this was approved unanimously by the Senate committee, and it was approved unanimously on the Senate floor.
Okay, we have one witness signed up, Ms. Van Fleet.
Chair, members of the committee, I'm Doug Van Fleet, the Executive Secretary of the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, a position which I have held for about 7 years. All this time, and I don't mean any destruction of anybody else's judgment in the past, when a person has applied for a license during the second year of the two-year period for which most licenses are issued, they have paid one half of the license fee. And I have been asked on some occasions, not a lot actually, why do I have to pay so much when there is so little time left in the license period? I have found that so uncomfortable with which to deal that I've asked the board to apportion the license monthly instead of annually, and the board thought it was a good idea. So I prepared the legislative concept.
Thank you. And you're not here to ask for changing the name from dietetic examiners to something else?
No, I would like to do that sometime.
All right.
Just make it a diet.
If you want, we can amend. We can hold the bill and amend it to do that, as the naturopath had asked us.
If I had consulted the board in advance, I would have taken up your offer.
Well, thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 130 and open a work session on Senate Bill 130. Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 130 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion from Representative Harker to move Senate Bill 130 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, at what point do we recommend, because I can't recall, a recommendation to the consent calendar?
After we pass it.
Okay, thank you.
I'll accept that for all four of the ones today, I think. Madam Assistant, look at who's over there. Isn't that something?
Representative Brewer?
Excused.
Representative Cannon?
Aye.
Representative Dimbrough?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harker?
Aye.
Representative Penner?
Excused.
Representative Kota?
Aye.
Vice Chair Mauer?
Excused.
Representative Thompson?
Excused.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. The motion passes. Senate Bill 130 is sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Move to consent calendar.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we place Senate Bill 130 on the consent calendar.
Any objection? Move it to the consent calendar. I open a public hearing on Senate Bill 131. And the executive offered to come and testify on this one. I informed her that I didn't really think it was necessary. Would you tell us what this bill is, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This does, in fact, accomplish a name change, and it would change the Board of Neuropathic Examiners to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine. And it also requires that the board members be residents of the state, and it makes some grammatical changes to the statutory language. Background on this bill is that originally, when established in 1927, the Board of Naturopathic Examiners both created the examinations and administered them. First, a national group began to create the bills, and the board contracted with them to do that, but they still administered them. Then in the mid-80s, a national group also was created to administer the bills, to administer the exams. And because this board no longer either administers or creates the exams, the name change is just being created just to minimize any confusion. And there is no fiscal and no revenue on this.
And no testimony.
Excuse me, minimal expenditure and no revenue.
Do we have written testimony on this one? Yeah, I think we do have written testimony.
Yes, and the members should have received that by, you have it in front of you, and you also received an electronic copy of that. And that is from Ann Walsh.
Okay. I'll accept that testimony and close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Bill 131. Mr. Vice Chair.
Would you entertain any motions at this time?
I would love a motion.
Well, sir, I would move to move Senate Bill 131 this time to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
We have a recommendation on the floor to move before us to move Senate Bill 131 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
For our viewers who I'm sure are riveted on the Oregon Channel, they might be interested to know that this bill not only changes the name of the Oregon Board of Naturopathic, well, it changes the name to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine, it makes some other slight sort of changes in statute, updates of old language. I don't know if you've,
that's exactly,
everybody's looked through this, but I'm interested on page 4, for instance, the original language read an illegitimate child. The LC has taken this opportunity, since we're amending this part of the statute anyway, to update that to a child born out of wedlock. I guess a more modern way of describing an illegitimate child. And I'm just always curious what the drafters see fit to do when they're, you know, dealing with. I'm sure that was not the request that motivated this bill, but they took the opportunity.
They are under orders this time to modify archaic language, and you'll see some more examples of it in the next one. Yeah, I was amused by a lot of those things in these bills. Mm-hmm. But does that make you a no vote on this bill?
I may. No, I prefer the new language. I think no child is illegitimate, and I will support this bill.
Yeah, nor even is wedlock necessarily very clear. Will you call the roll, please?
Representative Cannon.
Aye.
Representative Demereaux.
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Vice Chair Marker?
Aye.
Representative Kenner?
Excused.
Representative Kotek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Mauer?
Excused.
Representative Thompson?
Excused.
Chair Greenland?
Aye. Motion passes. Do I hear a suggestion on where this bill ought to go?
Mr. Chair,
I'll tell you where to put this bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 131 be placed on the consent calendar.
Any objection? So moved. I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 139. And let's see. And call Holly Mercer to the stand. I do need to warn you, this is a pretty controversial bill, Ms. Mercer.
Good afternoon, Chair Greenlech and members of the committee. My name is Holly Mercer. I'm the Executive Director of the Board of Nursing. Rather than read my testimony on this fine Friday afternoon, I will just summarize this bill. This bill eliminates the requirement that the Board of Nursing issue a wallet-sized card as evidence of licensure. And what we would like to do is to move the public and employers to check verification of licensure through our online system or through our telephone system.
There is a purpose to this.
There is a purpose to this, and even though we know that our licensees have valued their card, and we do have a great-looking card, they only receive that card every 2 years, and if they receive discipline within that two-year period, someone from the public, employers are pretty knowledgeable about checking our online system, but there may be members of the public that don't know that that card and that license may be encumbered. So we want to shift that so that the public knows to check our online system.
Oh, excellent. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, is there a definition in statute for wallet-sized? Is that a...
No, we have meant that and taken that to mean a card that would fit in the wallet.
Right. And you did it by administrative rule.
Yes, we did.
Isn't Friday have to do it? Is there any other discussion? Any other questions? I will. Thank you. I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 139 and open up a work session on Senate Bill 139.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that Senate Bill 139, which deletes the requirement for ill-defined wallet-sized licenses, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Harker has put a motion in front of us to move Senate Bill 139 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just a brief comment. All kidding aside, you know, I think this is another example of the board looking at their processes and trying to figure out how we can tighten up things around public safety, and just want to thank them.
Absolutely. We have a amazingly, a fully functioning Board of Nursing, which is a delight to us. Is there any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Dembrough?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harker?
Aye.
Representative Kenmer?
Excused.
Representative Kotek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Maurer?
Excused.
Representative Thompson?
Excused.
Representative Bruin?
Excused.
Representative Cannon?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion passes, and Senate Bill 139?
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 139 be placed on the consent calendar.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 155. Will you help us know what 155 is, please?
Yes. Senate Bill 155 is basically designed to allow the Department of Human Services to have more options available when looking to fill a position of the chief medical officer. Currently, state law requires that person appointed by director of DHS be a state employee. And this change in the statute would allow DHS to contract with a physician that receives compensation or employment concurrently with being under contract with DHS. This passed from the Senate floor by a vote of 27 ayes to 3 excused.
Thank you. I call Mr. Orr.
Chair Greenlech. Members of the committee, for the record, my name's Roy Orr. I'm the superintendent of Oregon State Hospital.
Dr. Orr.
Not doctor.
Okay. I was trying to figure that out.
Thank you. The committee administrator did a commendable job of summarizing this bill. ORS 179 and 426 respectively require all Oregon State hospitals to have a chief medical officer to oversee and direct the care of patients entrusted to our custody, but it does not contemplate any other relationship other than employment. I would point out for committee members that not since the year 2003 has the state hospital had a person in the chief medical officer position full time. And
Mr. Roy, would you explain what the unclassified service is that it refers to in the bill?
Unclassified service?
Yeah, it says in the bill that it needs to be a member of unclassified service, and we're removing that.
Non-represented?
The current statute says the designee of the director shall appoint a physician to serve as chief medical officer who shall be in the unclassified service. We're now deleting that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I believe that it still remains unclassified, and when I was talking to the administrator in the Senate committee, he indicated to me that unclassified service meant, he said that was typically for professionals within the state employment system, but they're still employees.
So if they were employed, they'll still be in the unclassified. I mean, I think that's how the statute defined that they had to be employed and that they had to be in this service, and now it's more variable, I guess.
Right.
I believe that's correct.
Okay. If they are an employee, because you would certainly, the DHS would certainly be in, could still hire them as an employee as opposed to a contract, they would still be in unclassified service.
Right.
That's right. She'll be in the unclassified. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. Chair Greenlick, my only point was this has obviously been a very difficult position for the state hospital to fill over the years. I'm pleased to say we do have two very active candidates, very well-qualified candidates right now. Senate Bill 155 simply expands the pool of potential candidates for this position, and I certainly would urge your support of the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you, Mr. Orr.
My pleasure.
I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 155 and open a work session on Senate Bill 155. Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 155 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Harker moves Senate Bill 155 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Anybody who votes no on this has to take that job. would you please call the roll?
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harker?
Aye.
Representative Kettler?
Excused.
Representative Kotek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Maller?
Excuse.
Representative Thompson?
Excuse.
Representative Bruin?
Excused.
Representative Cannon?
Aye.
Representative Dimbrough?
Aye.
Chair Greenlick?
Aye. Motion passes. Senate Bill 155 is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I would move that Senate Bill 155 be placed on the consent calendar.
We have a motion to move Senate Bill 155 to the consent calendar. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Close the work session on Senate Bill 155 and ask if there's any discussion for the good of the order. Other than if we send our Republican colleagues to the beach all the time, we could probably get something done. Maybe not.
Mr. Chair, are we back on 2009 next week?
Monday we have...
Pharma.
Yeah, we have two pharma bills that are really quite interesting, and we have a new amendment to one of them. We make that available before the...
As soon as I get it.
Ooh. I can make that happen very fast. Anything else? Let the record show. We started 7 minutes late and are leaving an hour and a half early to make up for it.
Good day.